everyone for convening. I think this is the fifth or sixth one of these that we've done around the state, and we definitely wanted to take the opportunity to be here because there's so many issues that are unique in the peninsula to try to deal with these issues. And sometimes it can feel like you're on your own, or at least far away from other additional resources. So as we think about federal policy here, we want to hear from you and make sure we understand what's happening that may be unique on the peninsula or here in Port Angeles. We know that there have been, 26 people who died in overdoses in 2022 in this county. In general, we think that I-5 corridor has put our state in the epicenter of increases in the amount of fentanyl being trafficked, and we want to do everything we can to stop that. And one of the things that we were able to do, just this statewide law enforcement seized over 1.5 million pills laced with fentanyl last year, and this year we've already acquired 1.6 million fentanyl laced pills. So in the year's not over yet, so you can just see the amount, the volume that's coming in. So one of the things that, you know, we're pushing is what's called Fend Off Fentanyl Act, which we just got out of the Senate, and that is to target the cartels and the money laundering and the assets and resources behind the distribution. And we also are, in addition to that, looking at more TSA authority at our airports, because we're hearing that there is a large volume that is just being trafficked in through just regular handling of luggage and things of that nature that we may not be actually finding. And so we want to increase the opportunities for us to track that way. I don't know if there's anything unique, but you could say there certainly could be on the peninsula of unique ways in which people might be trafficking this product. So we want to hear about that, and definitely hear about what you're doing in the response. I'm sure I'm going to hear that we need more beds, that we need more access and resources, because that's what I'm hearing everywhere. But again, you're in a pretty unique situation, because it's not very easy to go somewhere else, is it? And so I think thinking and hearing from you about what might help a particular community like Port Angeles deal with the problem, and because we have dealt with behavioral health issues and other things in the past, we kind of know that capacity building is a really great tool. So anyway, I'll just stop with that, but that's really, you know, one more issue. Housing usually is brought up, affordable housing is usually brought up too, and definitely want to, if there are issues related to that, definitely want to hear about it. But thank you.
Thank you.
So I think just go around is probably easiest.
Yeah, I mean,